Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number three of Radio Law Talk on this Saturday, March 12th. Or whatever day you're listening to it, if you're catching the rebroadcast, or if you're listening to it on the podcasts. That's right, all of these shows here on Radio Law Talk replayed as podcasts. Go to RadioLawTalk.com. You can find a link there. We're on pretty much every outlet that carries podcasts. My name's Todd Kuhnen, filling in for Fred Penny today. He's on assignment. Denise Dirks to my right. Denise, 2 hours through, one left to go. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I am surprised how fast it's going.
It is. That's, you know, my M.O. really quick.
She's in the power chair over there, the power hour.
She is. She is. You know, Denise is always the voice of wisdom anyway, so.
And reason, yeah.
Yeah, and then for those of you that might just be joining us here on the third hour, the smooth pipes of Cal Hunter.
Well, I wanted to say, here's Denise's voice of wisdom. She said, would you please have a kitty bump made that says this?
Boys are weird.
So that was a request by Denise.
Yes, yes. Well, that's a universal truth, you know. So
fair point.
Yes, and she gets that. And well, we've talked about some interesting topics so far. Jussie Smollett, what happened there. We've talked about Ghislaine Maxwell and the juror who may or may not have been truthful when he filled out his juror questionnaire and what effect that may have on the trial. Kelly Clarkson, a little brief news about her last hour and settling her divorce. And, you know, I'm sure that all of the millions she's set to make now, is her name going forward as Kelly Brianne?
You know what? I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she changed it legally to reflect something. I don't know what.
I just don't know if she apparently did not do it in the divorce, because I think they had bifurcated and got divorced earlier.
Okay.
But they did finish the property side of it, and it looks like they had a prenuptial, and she won on the prenuptial agreement, which in California, prenuptials are not favored. They're actually disfavored under the law, so the presumption is that they're not valid unless they meet certain conditions.
But her ranch was in Montana. Did they file in Montana or California?
California.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Montana, any money, anything that was derived from her monies and her earnings were hers under the prenuptial agreement.
They made sure they filed in the jurisdiction where they started hating each other. So that was important. It was California. So.
Timing. It's all about timing.
Yes, it's all about timing. This is where it happened. This is, yeah, so, and the reference to her name is Kelly Brianne. You know, she kept her name Kelly Clarkson even while she was married. What was his name, Blackstone or something
yes.
like that? But she kept Kelly Clarkson. But, yeah, a couple weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, the news was that she had filed for a name change. And that was odd to me because it's like, well, wait a minute. So you were on American Idol back in 2002. That's when you got famous. So from 2002 to 2022, 20 years of branding under branding, no reference to the cattle ranch, under the name of Kelly Clarkson.
Fair enough. And a horn in the thought there, huh?
I digress. But 20 years of branding is Kelly Clarkson, and now you're going to change it to Kelly Brianne? And I just thought, hold on a second. That's got to be has something to do with her divorce and being able to keep track of proceeds moving forward, because she was never known as Kelly Brianne during the marriage, so she signs contracts as Kelly Brianne going forward. That's clearly her separate property. They wouldn't be able to say, oh, no, that's part of the community property assets going forward. But I don't know that the name change has been granted yet. I mean, I know she filed for it. Wouldn't it be interesting if, like, 2 months from now it says, well, you know what, I decided to withdraw it. And we find out that it was just a bargaining chip in the whole negotiating the dissolution of marriage.
Well, why would he? Yeah, that's a good question.
I don't think it had anything to do with her divorce, to be candid, I think it has more to do with her former husband's father, who was managing her.
That could be. That could
because
be.
She signed the contracts for the Kelly Clarkson show and The Voice and different things while he managed her. And he might have some rights to those contracts that were signed under Kelly Clarkson. And if she changes her name to Kelly Brand, that may mean that he doesn't have any rights to those new contracts.
What little reading I've done on this in People magazine, I mean, I don't remember.
Crack legal research there.
Would indicate she just said she's in a different place now.
Yeah.
This more reflects of who I am and where I am. But you're right, these things don't happen without some legal reason behind them, would they?
Some might argue she's taking up two.
That's a big change.
But,
you know, Kelly Brand's a nice name, too.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
It is. It is. Well,
and she's still a good singer and still has her TV show. So.
She does. Like, she's going to be crying all the way to the bank for this. I mean, it's not like they were splitting up the rest of their money and she has nothing else coming in. I think Kelly Brand Clarkson Rodham Clinton, whatever you want to say her name is, I think she's going to do just fine.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, she's good. But you know what? Right now, We need the third installment of Cal wagering his eternal soul trying to lie to Denise and I, otherwise known as Case or No Case. Can you set us
now
up?
It's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay! I'm crazy for feeling so lonely.
Now, this lady was a singer.
I'm crazy.
The late Patsy Cline singing a Willie Nelson tune there that he wrote and sold for like $85 or something like that.
That's the way I roll.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And by the way, Willie Nelson's sister, who was an accompanist with him, piano player in the band, just died. So anyway, sympathies to Willie Nelson. I only met him once when he came to Red Bluff and played nine holes on the little golf course there. But anyway, separate story. Patsy Cline was an American singer. She's considered one of the most influential vocalists of the 20th century and was one of the first country artists to cross over into pop music with Crazy and Walkin' After Midnight. There's a company that manages her intellectual property, and they have been busy because somebody had filed a while ago a domain name, patsycline.com. Now, there's a long history between Patsy Cline Enterprises, Visual Link, and the latter company owner, Mark Bayless. Bayless claimed to have turned down a $50,000 offer for the domain. The state then made a $5,000 offer through a third-party service to buy the domain and the rights to the name that they administered. Bayless rejected the offer. Patsy Cline Enterprises sent Visual Link an invoice for $87,500, saying it was the annual licensing fee for the use of her name, image, and likeness. Now things are getting interesting, right? So Mark Bayless said he filed PatsyCline.com legally, fair and square. He said, I'm not paying any stupid licensing fee, and no, I'm not going to sell you the domain back. Patsy Cline's people decided it was time to call the legal department and asked if they had a case or no case. And Denise, I'm sure you have an idea on what this might be.
This is the one time where I'm going to say if Denise stretches for time, because we're coming up on our break, I get that for her. Can I ask a question that might be relevant
for
Denise?
Feel free, yeah.
He had the domain name. Did he ever operate a website using that?
Yes, he did. That's how it all came up. Yeah.
That's why the licensing came up, and maybe the royalties or licensing fees.
He was doing some stuff that made the family most unhappy.
Right, so he was using her likeness in his domain.
Right.
And probably making money on the domain by advertisers or something like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, doing, I don't know, I mean...
This reminds me, for some reason, it pops into my head, there's so many new domains right now out there about the Prince and the Prince Harry in them, and then also the other Prince, William. There's like, people have just like started all these different Instagrams and all... This is the kids, their pictures, all of that. And it's all public. It's all public domain, right? It's all in the public. So how do you charge a licensing fee if you use it when those are in the public? I think I'll let you know when we come back.
Was she good or what?
Shocker. Saw that one coming.
I'm telling you. We'll be right back with more Radio Law Talk and the answer to Case or No Case after this. Commercials are another one. announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell on your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this daddy shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So, we're in the middle of case or no case here. Quick recap. This is some guy owns PatsyKline.com. The domain name starts a site, throws some pictures up there, and essentially, Patsy Cline's intellectual property representatives tag him with a licensing fee for the name and the likeness used on the website. And he's like, yeah, go pound sand. I don't need to pay that. So is this a case? Somebody gets sued? What happens?
Yeah, that's it. That's really what it comes down to. Yeah, how'd it work out?
And then Denise was stalling for time. And so she has stalled enough.
That's right.
I'm crazy. She's now lip syncing to the song.
Such a great song.
Oh, she got up on the table. Denise, get off the table.
Wonderful performance.
Good heavens, Denise. Take the lampshade off your head.
So what do you think? Denise, case or no case?
Well, they offered to sell that domain initially for $50,000, and that was declined.
Right. That's correct.
Okay. So then they started to make money on the website and in this domain somehow. See, this is where I struggle, because some of what Patsy Cline's likeness would be public domain. People just taking pictures of her and, you know, putting it out there. But then some would be owned by photographers, right? And so who should be paid?
And perhaps by the family, those remaining who are paying someone to manage her affairs.
Exactly. I mean, I can see there being different types of lawsuits here. I am going to say that it is a scenario, but it is not a case.
I think that's,
or it's even a case right now, but it still has not become a case yet.
Okay.
It's a scenario.
Todd Cunyon? Todd Cunyon from the Union 76. So what do you think?
Thank you, Kuel Hunter.
You're welcome.
And Denise Dirk.
Sorry, man. Okay, what?
So this is going to be a strategic answer based upon points, because we go to 50 and Denise is within less than 10 points to getting to the ultimate. And I can't afford to go down any more than what Denise has done, so I have to match her. And this is not one that I am confident enough to go off. Contrary to her answer, I'm just trying to keep pace with her answer and hoping that we're both wrong. And I'm going to say no case on this one.
You see, that's me hoping that you're both wrong, because if you're both wrong, guess what? I would get some points. And so guess what? I get some points.
Awesome. Awesome. Glad to help you out.
Thank you. Case settled out of court. Undisclosed terms, but they settled it out of court.
How long ago was this?
Fairly recently. It was in the last 10 years.
Yeah. See, the thing that I remembered from this is I remember back in my day, we didn't have skis. We just searched. Back when the whole .com stuff got started in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s, I remember this story. Some guy went out and registered the name DanMarino.com.
Yep. Yep.
Now, he didn't start a website, didn't do anything. That's why I asked you about that, because all he did was register the domain name so that he owned that, and then Dan Marino wanted it, and the guy was like, yeah, I'll sell it to you for some sum. And Marino's like, no, I'm not going to pay you so that I can use my own name. And, well, guess what? The guy kept DanMarino.com, and Marino didn't get it. And so if nothing had been started with PatsyCline.com, then I would definitely say, yeah, she's got no claim. But if you started something, I get that.
Well, this is one of the early cases in what was called domain parking, where people would do just that, go steal somebody's name and likeness and park it somehow, making people think it was theirs. And I think that was Dan Marino's problem. I think that was Patsy Cline's place. They said, wait a minute, that's not your name. This is our mother, our aunt, our, you know, whatever it was, our progenitor. So you can't just take somebody's name and do that. And so this started all of the interest in the pushback against domain parking on a bigger scale.
Now they say Denise Dirks, the real Denise Dirks, right? Now they take over that and call it the real or the original or something like that to kind of take back the domain name.
They've got a lot of different things that they do. I still maintain if somebody just bought the domain name, didn't start a website,
yeah,
they're probably okay doing that. What the problem is, when you start a website, now you're using their likeness without their permission.
Right.
And if you monetize it by running ads, now you're making money on their likeness without the permission. That's where you can get in hot water.
By the way, this just in from ToddCunyon.com.
Todd has a kitty.
I'm just saying I got some audio off.
And only one at this point.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah. And, you know, the other thing is sometimes they'll get domain names. And they learn this. Do you remember back when it was 1-800-COLLECT? all those 1-800 things where you could, you know, place collect calls from payphones
right, and things like that.
Well, so there was 1-800-COLLECT, and then another phone company went out and registered the phone numbers, but they misspelled collect, thinking that there's a certain number of people that will dial 1-800-COLLECT, but they'll spell it wrong.
Yeah, the spillover, yeah.
And that went to some other company who got that, and it was a completely different rate, but they made money based upon the banking on the fact that people would say 1-800-COLLECT but spell it incorrectly. Same thing happens with domain names. So if you get, like, when I opened my law office originally, I had my domain name there, but I also registered a couple of domain names that might have, if somebody spelled it wrong or they used my full name instead of my initials because it was just my initials, so that those would be redirected to the same website. That way I wasn't missing out on people that, you know, were going somewhere else. But
so is your domain still tklegal.com?
It's ATK.
ATK.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a little while.
Denise,
longer.
Do you have a domain?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just
it's
curious.
dirkslaw.com.
Oh, okay. Just curious about that.
Yeah, just keep it simple. You know,
yeah.
I don't recommend somebody go with a really long domain name, like, you know, ATK Legal for You and Criminal on Thursdays.com.
2017, right.
A little hard to remember all of that. Yeah.
Right.
All right, so we're through with case or no case. Cal got some points there.
Thank you, Cal. About time. Yeah,
we'll pick it up next week with the case or no case. We still got a half hour left here. We come back after the break. We're talking about Alec Baldwin. Maybe a little bit of NFL news. Maybe a little bit of some mom in Northern California pulling some weird shenanigans in the last 5 years. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll be back.
As Todd said, this is Radio Law Talk and available not only on many fine local radio stations whom we love, but if they stop carrying the case after an hour or two, you can always go over to RadioLawTalk.com, stream the case, or download all of our episodes all free. We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
This year marks the 42nd anniversary presentation of A Capital Fourth, the national July 4th TV tradition on PBS. This year's special 90-minute presentation is being hosted by country music star Mickey Guyton with a fireworks display over Washington, D.C., celebrating our nation's birthday. Gloria Gaynor talks about A Capital Fourth.
I believe it will be meaningful for me to perform I Will Survive for the Capital Fourth event because I don't think there's been a time in America's history when people needed more to be inspired, uplifted, and encouraged, to be reminded of all that we Americans have individually and collectively triumphed over, indeed survived, in the past.
The 42nd annual broadcast airs on PBS on Monday, July 4th, 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, as well as on American Forces Network for our troops serving around the world. Also be streaming on YouTube and PBS.org and can be heard in NPR stations nationwide. Available as video.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the road roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is no fun. All that stone.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
If you don't remember, there's an individual by the name of Scott Peterson sitting in prison for the death of his wife, Lacey Peterson, and their unborn child. We don't need to get into the details of that, but that's an interesting story if you ever want to watch it, how she disappears and shows up later washed up on the beach, basically, right? And he's convicted, and he's sitting in jail, and this has been for a while now, and that the appeals process has gone through, and finding out now one juror did not supposedly disclose some issues on the questionnaire where she basically may have denied having been a victim of a crime. And so it's up on appeal on that issue. But there's some interesting back stories with this. The first of which is, what the heck, she's going to say, I'm not going to come up and testify or talk about this without pleading the fifth. Because if you're going to claim that I lied, I don't want to get in trouble. So the immunity, so the Stanislaus County DA basically announced that they are going to give her immunity. I said, call Bill Cosby and make sure you do it the right way, because that happened to Bill Cosby. But there's one other interesting thing Todd was mentioning about this issue was what? About her.
I'm going to answer a question we had off the break and also begin my commentary here with one word, misery. That is what's going on with this case. So, yeah, she failed to disclose that she was not only the victim of domestic violence, domestic abuse. She was a victim while she was pregnant, which are very similar to the facts and circumstances of the Peterson case, right? And so the failure to disclose, when you're a juror and you fill out the plea forms, it asks if you are a victim, if you've ever had anything close to this, and you fill those out under the penalty of perjury. And so that is where a juror could get in trouble if they didn't fill those out correctly. But one of the odd things, whether or not she should have sat as a juror and whether or not this is grounds for a mistrial to give Scott Peterson a new trial, the odd thing is that after the conviction in the years since, apparently this juror has been corresponding
well, corresponding might be a strong word. She's been writing, too. I don't know if he's ever been writing back. She's been writing letters to Scott Peterson, imploring him to confess his guilt and to admit the murder. Now, why, as a criminal defense attorney, why does that raise a red flag? Why is that of note to me? And it's this, well, wait a second. If you know that as a juror, you know that maybe you shouldn't have sat on that jury because you didn't tell people that you were a victim of that crime. And you don't want to be the one that undoes all of this because you failed to disclose. I could see why you would be encouraging to admit his guilt so that your part in it wouldn't ultimately lead to overturning a conviction.
So some backside covering, perhaps?
Yes.
Isn't she also the one that wrote a book or was writing a book about domestic violence?
I don't know if she was or not.
Okay.
I don't know if that's...
But you know who's going to be watching this decision, right?
Scott Peterson.
No, Ghislaine Maxwell.
All right.
Because this is kind of similar to what happened in her case with the juror who, you know, wanted to seek the guilt plea or the guilty finding because it would, you know, give a benefit to all victims, including himself.
Vindicate them all. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. And here are some things we have in that case that I don't know if it's the case here. And we'll see if she does testify because she's been given immunity if this comes out. In the Maxwell case, the juror not only said that this is a victory for all victims everywhere, the juror also said, look, we were hung up on some things, and I came forward with my own experiences about why people might not remember things or why there might be inconsistencies, and that helped the jury get over the hump, if you will. If that happened with this juror in the Peterson case, that the jury was hung or mixed up, and then she brings in her experiences as a victim, that is more fuel for the defense to get a retrial. Now, the only be careful what you wish for thing that I have with this case is, remember, Scott Peterson was convicted of murder and sentenced to death, right? And then, because a later court found that some misconduct or instructional error, what have you, they vacated the death penalty, and he was resentenced to life without the possibility of parole. Now, if Peterson is granted a retrial, I don't really see that there could be any impediment. If we're going to start from square one, I don't see why there would be an impediment to seeking the death penalty again, putting aside whether or not there's a moratorium on it in the state of California, because there currently is. And I don't see why the impediment would be there, because the reason it was overturned was because of incorrect jury instructions and maybe some rulings of the judge during the underlying trial. Well, that would be negated if you get a new trial.
Exactly.
And I would say that maybe the death penalty is back on the table. It would have to be. It would have to be a determination by the Stanislaus County District Attorney's Office. But I don't see anything in the rulings that would preclude that in the event the current situation results in a new trial.
So this juror may not have lied and technically have been a victim of domestic violence while she was pregnant, because in a lot of people's minds, domestic violence restraining orders are not criminal, even though they are. It's not a criminal finding, and the person that is the perpetrator does not necessarily do any time for a crime. It's just their conduct is going to be restrained for some time into the future. So I can see a way where she maybe would not have to plead the fifth, but it obviously would be safer for her to do so.
Absolutely, and I think that I believe she has been granted immunity.
Yes.
So, and like Fred said, better get that in writing. Better get that in writing. Bill Cosby's over there going, better get that in writing, because, you know, you don't want one official. Remember, DAs are elected officials. You don't want one official agreeing to this, and then if there's an election that comes up and now there's a new DA in town, you don't want that new DA coming in saying, yeah, you know what? I don't want to honor that previous agreement.
Yeah,
that was the other guy.
Jesse Smollett, too. Didn't Jussie Smollett say, didn't the district attorney and Jussie Smollett case initially say that I'm conflicted, and they came back and said we're not going to bring charges against him? And then the new attorney brought charges?
But no, that wasn't quite the case.
Not a new DA, it was an underling, right?
So what happened was in Jussie Smollett, the DA said, I have a conflict. I cannot go forward. However, the procedure in Chicago is if the DA has a conflict, the DA does not get to appoint their number one and have them. It has to go to the judge for the judge to appoint a special independent prosecutor.
That's it.
And that never happened. So she declared a conflict, but then you had the problem with the procedure. And so once the judge appointed the independent counsel the way the law required them to do, it negated everything that happened after the DA said, I have a conflict. And I don't know under those circumstances if subsequent to, quote, I have a conflict, Smollett made any admissions or said anything that was later used against him in the trial. I don't believe there was, but yeah, a little bit different situation.
He ate the sandwich.
Yeah. Yes, he should have eaten the sandwich.
So we already talked about the 80-year-old. It's funny we were going to talk about this 80-year-old lady that pleads guilty. But that's the one you did on your case or no case.
Yeah, this nun. Yeah, it's just such an interesting case to me.
Yeah.
That she got caught up in this thing and somehow could not unwind herself.
Right.
You know, $85,000 a year in stolen money from a Catholic school, and what was the tuition? It was like $15,000 per child. I mean, that's a lot of kids that didn't get to go to school because of what she did. So
I just wonder how many kids out there, if this happened, I don't know, but I can't imagine a principal working for a decade or more not lecturing some kid who is walking down some path saying, you know, if you keep doing this, you're gonna become a criminal. You're gonna, you know, some sort of, you know, warning about the future. And I wonder how many how many kids out there are going, pot calling the kettle black, lady. Good heavens.
We're going to come back and talk about Venice Beach, but the McDonald's patents that they're filing are very interesting. I don't even want to tell you about this because I want to run off and file some patents about this myself before it gets out. But we're going to talk about that and the legal issues with patents when we come back.
Stay tuned. As Fred said, there's more Radio Law Talk coming up, including the quick takes of all of our celebrities here, our panel. That's all coming up on Radio Law Talk very soon. So stay right there because the show will continue after this.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. If you're one of those independent people who...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Whiny. That is Armadillo.
And this is Radio Law Talk.
I love during the break, man. We really talk about a lot of fun stuff, and we talk about the homeless problem. I don't care what side of the political side you're on. There is a problem, especially in the West Coast, with homelessness and them basically taking over. I mean, I'm sorry, but I some things I just have to say, and it's getting out of control. Even the liberal cities like San Francisco are going, we've got a problem here. And I won't tell you who told me this one time, but I was told one time as we were trying to work on, you know, getting a trial out in San Francisco, they're like, I don't know if you want to come down here. It's difficult even to walk through all the homeless people to get to the courthouse.
Well, here's the problem. California gives them money. So they right. come from other states, other locations, because they get like $800 in yeah. you know, every month in aid and different types of aid. And so they don't get that in Texas. They don't get that in other states. So they're coming to California
right.
in particular. But there other states do have problems, like New York. And,
right.
you know, there's a lot
it's
other
It's worse
problems.
Here. California is pretty
it's
bad.
It's really bad.
And
right
you go
now.
To some really nice areas. San Francisco is the beauty of it. It's just, it's devastating. And you look at the, on the side of the freeways, just piles of garbage everywhere. And it's just looks so bad. Now, Venice Beach, one of the most famous beaches in the United States, not just in California.
Iconic.
Yeah, iconic. And is famous for, like, Beach Boys. I mean, when you think of Venice Beach, I think of the Beach Boys and stuff like that. And it has turned into an absolute pigsty. And not just a pigsty, but an absolute cesspool. You know, don't forget, they've got to go to the bathroom. They make a mess. And I know you're thinking, oh, you're talking about they. Well, the homeless, right? So they've got to do something about it. So what is going on there? Finally, this is the L.A. County. The city residents apparently have an association they put together, and now they're going to start bringing the lawsuits. Apparently there's been unchecked fires. There's been fires that have been started, and homes have been caught fire near them because of the encampments. And it's an absolute disaster. You know, garbage, unsafe fires, you know, aesthetics, you know, encampments. And if you've been walking around.
There's also crime.
Crime, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's, you know, the homeless population, it's kind of a tragedy because they're made up of vets. They're made up of mentally ill individuals. They're made up of addicts. And they're also made up of a certain amount of people that just don't want to follow the rules, and they don't want to be in a home.
Well,
and we can't help them. And so what happens is these different services come in, and they try to help them, and they bring services together to try to help and place them. And the ones that get placed, they do get help. But there's a certain population, they don't want the help. And once that happens, those people have to be removed from the site. There's
no other thing to do. I have personal experience with this, where I have helped a number of homeless that have been injured in accidents. How they injured accidents, they get hit while they're in the crosswalk or something like that. And I, without telling details, and I won't go in details, such a long time ago, it doesn't matter, but I got a great verdict slash settlement for a client that was homeless most of his life. And he was a wonderful man. He was a really cool guy, sweet guy. And the amount of money I got from him was astronomical. And I was like, okay, let's put it in a trust. Let's do this. Nope. And I even personally went out and bought a trailer and put him in a trailer park. Didn't want to do it. He said, I want to be homeless. And he went and lived homeless. And he had – it's just I couldn't get him. And I even – he had plenty of money. He just didn't want
to. Statistics show one-third voluntary homelessness. That's what I want. One-third addicted and another third mentally ill. And then you factor veterans in there too. But the fact is those are about the numbers out there every time they do one of these snap-in-time homeless surveys. And Los Angeles promised to spend $1 billion to help the homeless. And has that made the problem better? Not so far.
No, it doesn't. And the Eugene Rescue Mission is a very good way to look at it. They're such good-hearted people. They're trying to help homeless. And what happened is they got a big, huge benefactor who created this rescue mission. They have to test negative for alcohol and drugs. They have to work within the mission. And the people there have to actually take Christian classes. And so the people get there, and they get all these handouts, if you will, but then they don't want to work. And the ones that get kicked out of them, they go and they live in the parks by University of Oregon. It's a disaster.
Yep.
It created a homeless problem when it was a smaller problem in the beginning.
And they're trying to do what was right, but they just did it wrong.
If they have good hearts, don't get me wrong, but it's, you can't just slap money on it. It's not a solution. You can't have a big, huge organizational approach to it. You've got to go to the localities where the homeless are and deal with it in a small locality way.
And
otherwise,
caseworkers,
you create bigger problems.
Individual caseworkers for individual cases, so there's a path out for those who want it. And then,
exactly.
You know, I mean, that's the thing.
You put the services in, you help the people that want the services, you get that help, and then that percentage that does not want the service, they have to be removed.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sorry, they just do. They can't be in these, you know, it's not a life situation for, and in Auburn, just for an example, some of the people that helped to run that program have survived that program and come up. And so there's a lot of problems with
the only difficulty I see with the, you know, a lot of difficulties, but specifically with the idea of if they don't, they have to be removed. Where? I mean, when we say the homeless have to be removed, somebody in Venice Beach, if they say, well, okay, we want the homeless removed from here, okay, well, if that were to happen, if
right.
I could snap my fingers and that were to happen, well, that makes it no longer your problem in Venice Beach. But unless we do the, Marvel Cinematic Universe Endgame, snap my finger and half the population disappears, unless that happens, these people are going to go somewhere, have to be placed somewhere. You can't incarcerate them for being homeless, and you shouldn't, because it shouldn't be a crime.
Right.
And so all you're really doing with the removal, if you stop at that, what you're doing is kicking the can down the road to make it somebody else's issue. But the thing that hasn't come up is if somebody is removed from, where do we place them?
Where do we place them to help those that want help? Where do we place, where do people go that just want to be homeless?
Okay, here's the problem.
That's the issue.
There's a case.
That's the issue. Because there they have is, that pallet houses, the Boise versus whatever it is, that
right,
settlement.
Exactly. Yeah. That's where if they get to live in county lands. They get to live in the public lands. If we don't have a homeless shelter, they get to live in the public lands. And it's a bad circular problem because there's a group that won't live in those homeless and or the shelters, and they'll always be able to access and live on the public lands.
Guess what?
And
all
that's
I gotta
where
say,
it is.
Here's the reason. I know they have some mental issues, and there are. I get it. There's a thing called workfare instead of welfare that church that I go to does.
Yep.
The best thing in the world. You work when you don't work and you're trying to, and you're homeless. You're still going to work. I don't care if you're picking up garbage on the side. But if you're going to, if we're going to get some money from the government, it's workfare, not welfare. And by the way, they're disabled. Disabled person can do even, boy, you should see disabled people. Man, they do some wonderful things and great works. And it's just, it gives them purpose in life. But that's another thing.
And dignity, Fred.
Dignity. Is
and I just wanted to say, send them back to the state they come from. If they're really
that's
homeless
true.
And they don't belong in California, then send them back to the state where they come from and hook them up with services there.
So you think benefit refugees should not be allowed? Okay.
That'd be hard.
But if you send, again, if you send them, let's say you send them back to the state they come from. Do you send them back with a prohibition that they can't come into the state of California? And what constitutional due process grounds do
that's
you base
exactly
that decision on? You can't. You can't force them to go somewhere. They're free to travel the country.
That's exactly right.
You guys have just pointed out why this is an ongoing problem. Because
exactly.
You stand back, throw money at it, it doesn't solve it. You stand back, throw social workers at it, it doesn't solve it.
Yes.
Say restrictions are going to change it. It just doesn't solve it.
Let me tell you what's going to solve it is quick takes. That's what's going to solve everything.
That's a great point. Didn't think about it, Fred. Here we go.
Quick takes. Yeah. Give me the quick take.
All right, here we go.
Look, the 80-year-old lady that's going to 1 year in jail as a cute little nun, well, just throws out my grandma's old saying. When she was 90 and she did something wrong, she goes, I'm 90, I can do whatever I want.
She's got a point. What's your final take, Mr. Kunin?
Well, to piggyback on that, I can sum up her defense to the theft case in one word. None.
And I have a question for the guy who was complaining about Shakira and J-Lo's halftime. Isn't hellfire a figment of your own imagination and making?
Ooh. We'll be back next week. I'm Fred. This is Todd, Denise, and Cal. Thanks for joining.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
That you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.